On the 1st of May 2026, I had the privilege of seeing Gary Stewart perform the songs of Paul Simon at the Barbican in York. Stewart and his seven-piece band actually did perform at Graceland at the Barbican 2 years ago in December 2024 and returned this May for another concert. I didn't catch them the first time because I didn't live in York then, but I'm really happy that I had the opportunity to this time because it was truly amazing. I would say the main thing is Gary Stewart really does sound like Paul Simon. I honestly think it's probably the closest thing that I could ever get to seeing Paul Simon actually perform in real life. Unfortunately, but this isn't a bad alternative. There was a lot more people there than I was expecting, and actually Stewart himself said this is the biggest crowd he's ever played to by himself during the first part of the concert, which is really nice. But to be honest, I was the youngest person in that room, I think by about 20 years. But that's to be expected when you go to a show dedicated to an artist from the 1960s. The concert itself was split up into three sections, with an intermission in between them. Stewart himself actually described the concert as being like a starter, a main, and a dessert. And the starter was some sort of well-known Paul Simon songs, some Simon and Garfunkel songs, and it was quite solemn, quite downbeat to start off with. It was sort of easing everyone into the concert before the main, which was the 40th anniversary performance of Graceland, which was definitely the highlight of the concert for me, or at least one of the highlights, because the energy in the room was just fantastic, and I'll speak about that a little bit in a minute. And the dessert, quote unquote dessert, was a few more Paul Simon sort of deep cuts, some of Simon and Garfunkel's best songs in my opinion as well, but it was a bit more high energy than the first part of the concert was. Gary Stewart also said that he would meet the crowd in Spoons after the concert for a cheeky little bit of after drinks, but unfortunately, I did not go to that as I was very, very tired because the concert was actually quite long, but it was very, very enjoyable. I think that the three-part structure actually worked really well as it gave me a second to sort of readjust and also process what I had seen because the performance actually really like struck a chord with me. I think it might just be because I already am a big fan of Simon and Garfunkel, but getting the opportunity to see some of those songs perform live was genuinely so amazing. In the first third of the concert, Gary Stewart actually, he was performing by himself when he did the Simon and Garfunkel songs, and he did perform The Only Living Boy in New York from their album Bridge Over Troubled Water, and that's actually my favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. There's a little clip from the concert where I talk about it just as I had experienced it.
Currently in the first intermission, Gary Stewart played 8 songs by Paul Simon, and the penultimate song was The Only Living Boy in New York, which is my favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. And when I heard the opening strums of the track, oh my god, my heart leapt. I felt, started shaking. No, I'm joking, but absolutely love that song. And he performed it beautifully, and I feel very lucky and very happy to be here.
I think the three-part structure also worked really well because the set list was absolutely huge. It was actually 27 songs long. So it was a lot to experience in one night, but I think that actually made it stick with me a bit more because it was such a huge range of emotions. And I mean, I'm someone who feels live music very deeply. You know, I really get invested in it emotionally. So it was very cathartic in a way. During the first section, there was a lot of talk between songs. Stewart actually gave some sort of background information about some of the songs. It's very clear that he's truly passionate about Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, and the history surrounding their music. One of the stories that specifically stuck with me was before he performed Scarborough Fair, he described how Martin McCarthy actually kind of had the song stolen from him by Paul Simon. And it was quite fun to experience the song being played live right after being told that.
But I believe they sorted it out many years later over dinner at a pub called the Tannhill Inn, which is the highest pub in the UK, I believe. Anyway, this is all fodder for the... This is all sort of runway material for the song, which is Scarborough Fair. Hope you like it.
After the first intermission, the vibe shift was huge. Graceland is an album that is so, so upbeat. It's so beautiful. It's got all of these wonderful percussion instruments, woodwind, There's even an accordion, guitar. So seeing it perform live was really amazing because I got to hear all of these instruments in their full glory. And I think the sound mixing in the room was actually really, really great. And I particularly enjoyed the percussion, actually, especially the bar chimes. It was really fun to hear them played and being able to see them on stage too. And also the band themselves on the stage had a brilliant presence. Like I said before, it's a 7-piece band. They were all dressed up in very like 70s, psychedelic, colourful costumes. And they were dancing and moving with the music, sometimes in time with each other, sometimes just, I assume, improvised. And it was just such a joy to watch, especially alongside the lighting. It was so colourful and really suited all of the songs, I felt. And even with the songs that I'm not as familiar with or that the crowd clearly weren't as familiar with, we still had such a great time listening to the album played top to bottom. And of course, when You Can Call Me Owl played, everyone was singing along. There were people standing up, clapping, dancing, which is really nice to see as well. It's like, wow, the love of music never dies. And I believe that this is the truest way to experience Graceland and other sort of folk albums, because of course, folk is about, you know, a world village. It's about community. It's about coming together and telling stories through music. And I think live music is the best way to experience it. And I felt that there was really a sense of community in the room at this concert. I felt like even though I was much younger than everyone else there, I felt that the music brought us together, and you could tell that the band were having a good time. Everyone in the crowd was having a good time. The room was absolutely packed. It was absolutely amazing. The encore, the final song that Gary Stewart played, was The Boxer. And The Boxer is a song by Simon and Garfunkel, and it is, again, one of my favourites. It was so amazing to experience live because everyone in the crowd was singing along. Everyone was singing the Lila Lies. It was such a beautiful thing to experience and to be a part of as well. And I think it was probably actually the best pick that Gary Stewart could have possibly chosen to finish the concert on, because it made everyone really emotional. It's got sort of a sense of triumph, but also heartbreak and melancholy. And I love that. That's the sort of thing that I want to feel when I leave a concert. Like post-concert depression is very real. And if you've had a song that makes you feel a little bit sad, but also sort of like, okay, we're at the end of this, I can move on, that is a huge benefit. And The Boxer definitely did that for me. I would really recommend seeing Gary Stewart if you get the chance. The tickets really aren't that expensive. And especially if you're a Simon and Garfunkel fan, or if you're a Paul Simon fan, or even a fan of folk music, 60s music, anything. Even if you only know You Can Call Me Owl, you're still going to have a great night.